Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
Whenever we don't know what we want, there's a few different reasons why that comes up. When we can't see our vision, when it feels like what we have is really great and you're really grateful for, but also there's a feeling that there could be more, but then you don't know what that more is and it feels confusing. That not knowing what we want or not knowing what vision we have for the future we want to create or where we're going next is connected to some key themes always. There's a very beautiful subconscious block that comes in with that whole, I don't know what I want. And it comes down to deservedness, belonging, and security. So it's connected to those three blocks. So you don't know what you want because you believe that going for what you want is going to cost you the security and the happiness that you already have. This is rationalizing, justifying, explaining our way in to immense happiness. And yes, that happiness is real. It is real. It is powerful. It is a gift. And it is so much to be grateful for. And at this point, you believe that maybe this is the pinnacle of happiness. Yet you know that there is more that your heart is craving. There's more that you want to be doing. There are other experiences you want to be having. But it doesn't mean that it's not happy and it's not good and it's not great and there's not a lot to be grateful for. It's just that we think that's the end game, but then there's this nagging feeling that there's got to be something more. So we don't want to know what else we want because knowing what else we want is going to pull us out of the comfort of everything that we have. So it pulls in the fear of the unknown. It feels like it's going to cost us the security of the known playground we're already in. And so we can rationalize our way all day to be like, I'm happy. And you feel it. And it feels like the truth. Yet, and you are happy. There's no question about it. And we don't need to create any problems where problems don't exist. And how do you know that this is the level of happiness, the fullest level and expression of happiness you can be experiencing? And will convince us like, this is it. And I just got to take the boredom and take this feeling like I could be doing more. And I just got to put that aside because, man, I am so happy. And we don't want to compromise that happiness. But beyond that is actually even the experience of happiness, joy, bliss, excitement, all of the things that you're craving, and abundance, and without the feeling of that there has to be more. It's also like a fullness, a wholeness, a completeness. This is my purpose. I'm living it. I am breathing it. I'm exuding it. I am thrilled in it. I am full of joy in it. And this, it feels like a level of completeness until the next evolution wants to reveal itself. And then we get to do it all over again. And that really is our evolution. So this whole I don't know is coming into play. It's easy to not know. Confusion absolves us from having to see what we really want, what our heart really wants. And the only way that your heart can speak to you right now is just saying, but there's got to be more, but there's got to be more. But then your mind's, but I'm not going to let you see it because if you see it, it's going to disrupt the comfort and the safety blankets that we've created. So it really does come down to this. If you were to discover the other desires you want and where else you could circulate money, it will cost you your security. That's the belief and it's self-protection. So long as you don't know what you want, you don't have to feel unsafe. So you talk yourself out of it. You talk yourself into what you already have instead of something else. You wouldn't even really give yourself the space to just explore and see, but would I? And how would that feel if I were driving a Porsche? And what if I had that lake home now? And what if I paid cash for that lake home and I didn't have to worry about if my financial situation changed? Like, what if we could land the money there? And how much money would I be willing to receive and hold to be able to direct it towards that? How can you create the best of both worlds where you can have the financial security and the new experiences of abundance? So there's a lot that we get to play in there. This is just number one. There's a huge pendulum when it comes to money. People either overspend based on these subconscious blocks around security, belonging, deservedness, value. This is also our value. So they're trying to feed that bottomless pit of not enoughness by buying things externally, believing that will make them feel wholeness and completeness. Or the other end of the spectrum, which is the exact same identical energy from a frequency standpoint, is they save and they hoard because of the same fears, the fears of notness, deservedness, having to show themselves that they are worthy and feeling financially secure. So the overspending and the underspending on both extremes of that pendulum, at the end of the day, that equal parts on either side, even though it looks like the opposite, is the exact same energy. And that's really what the zero point is about, is how do you find the neutrality so that we're overspending, but we have such a flowy relationship with money that it comes and it goes and it just flows. flows through us and we circulate it instead of hoard it. We circulate it not from not enoughness. We circulate it from wholeness and completeness as opposed to the not enoughness that their overspenders are doing. And we circulate it instead of hoard it from those of us that are on the other end of this pendulum. The other piece around money, the receiving and holding of more financial abundance, is the belief that money is going to cost you your freedom or result in having excess responsibilities and having a fear around those expenses. And another theme connected to the same thing around financial security. Another little theme is this, I don't want to get too attached. It's very subtle that the less you have to lose. I don't want to be too attached to things because the more attached I get to them, they'll leave me and then I'll be left feeling abandoned. So if I'm not attached, then ultimately I can't be hurt. So it's again, another self-protection. And we know, and I don't want to be disappointed. So the solution to this, so I already talked about hoarding versus circulating. So this is where there's a new energy that can come in as we continue to bring these money shadows to the surface and work with them. In fact, go deeper into them and bring them all the way up and feel them fully and find the acceptance around them as opposed to talking ourselves out of them. But first and foremost, let's focus on this awareness piece, because when we're aware of it, then we can do the process to get into acceptance of it. Then when we accept it, we find zero point. Okay, so zero point, which is just neutrality. I'll translate for you. So the new energy that can come in is around this circulation. So it's creating a relationship with money from a place of wholeness and completeness and from your values, not your value, right? So it's from your values. So if your value is simplicity, how can money be used as a vehicle to amplify the simplicity you're already experiencing in your wholeness and completeness? You can have complete simplicity with zero money, or you can have simplicity with billions of dollars. So we get to choose. We're going to have an experience of simplicity with or without money. So what might it look if simplicity looked like wealth? And how would wealth be circulated into your life and through your life through that lens of simplicity? And we can do that with every single one of your values. And this is where you start to identify what it is you really want and what you want from a conscious place instead of an unconscious place. So now we're desiring money from wealth consciousness as opposed to lack consciousness, abundance mindset instead of lack mindset. Because when we're already feeling whole and complete, and then it's just, wouldn't it be cool if I had this money to experience this simplicity in this way? It's being so intentional with our money, aligning it to our values to amplify what already is, to give us basically, I say it's like creating heaven on earth, to give us the material representation, the physical representation of the energetic that we adore so much. So if your value is around connection and relationship, how might money amplify that? You don't need it. You can create it sitting on a dirt ground, right? Heck, money could also create a different experience of that. So how about we experience it both ways? One's not better or worse or different than the other. Okay. The other thing that stood out to me with the new energy that wants to come in is connected to goals. It's recognizing I'm setting this goal in order to set myself up for a brand new experience of a new version of me. So I'm always like, I can't wait to meet the version of myself that already exists in a parallel timeline. Who is this? Who is that? And I'm going to enjoy this experience of timeline jumping from the person I am today and the person I'm seeing myself as being in the future. And I'm going to collapse that timeline to be it now. And I'm going to get that experience. And that's the whole point. It's not about that the goal manifests and that experience could be manifested in multiple ways, but the goal gives us a North Star, something to tether to give us the new experience of ourselves in order for that new version of ourselves to come forward now.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.